Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and just like the waiters singing happy birthday at Chili's, sometimes my co-hosts are into it. Usually, you can tell they're really not.
Oh, that was such a good analogy.
Really, yeah. You're just like, don't make eye contact, okay?
It's care or don't care. How much of their hearts will they put into it this time?
Nobody look at Jeff.
I don't know. We're going to find out. Let's just get to our first headline. This guy is accidentally getting billions of views on TikTok, and it's hilarious why.
Oh.
Care or don't care?
I care.
I want billions of views.
Accidentally?
Care.
There's a guy named Chris Ward who lives in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, and he's become an unexpected TikTok star.
Huh.
This all started about a month ago when it got too hot inside his house, so he decided to move his couch onto the back porch. That way he could cool off and relax.
Oh, nice.
And he went to bed that night and came back the next day, and his couch looked pretty beat up.
Uh-oh.
But he didn't know what happened.
Okay.
So he put up cameras, and the same exact thing happened the next night.
Ooh, what did he see in the cameras?
So he checked the footage, and turns out he was getting a visit from a bear.
Oh!
Who
no!
would go to sleep on his couch every night.
That's cute and scary.
It's heck
so
no!
Cute. Oh, yeah. I love it.
He was worried that maybe he had some food out there, and so he even brought in his hummingbird feeder, but it didn't help. Still, every evening at 2 a.m., the bear would show up and go night-night on his couch.
Does anyone else picture him with a little blankie and his own teddy? Like a real bear with a teddy?
And so then every morning, Chris would take the video and post it up on TikTok.
Oh,
wow. This has been going on for 3 straight weeks.
Wow.
The videos have all gone viral, and the bear has completely shredded his furniture to the point it's no longer usable for humans.
Dang.
You know, at least he's polite about not lingering. He leaves.
Yeah,
that's true. He's on a good schedule.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, 5 a.m., I gotta get out of here.
I always wondered where bears sleep when they, like, roam suburban areas, you know?
But
now I know.
Wildlife officials are warning him, do not move the couch because the bear could get mad.
Oh, don't want to make bear mad.
So instead, they told him to just wait until hibernation, and then he could take it to the dump.
What if he hibernates on the couch?
Exactly, Jose. He's got an Xbox set up. He's ready to go for the winner.
I love it, dude.
Let's go to your next headline. All 3 of you get to vote on maybe the single most important decision of your short, worthless lives. Care or don't care?
Well, geez.
Second part was rude, but I want to vote.
Focus on the important decision.
I care.
I've had 2 children and a marriage, so I think there was other important decisions, but sure.
No, I care, but I agree my life is not important.
The National Toy Hall of Fame in New York just announced the finalists that are going to be voted on this year.
Okay.
Brooke, Alexis, and Jose, you can vote for 2.
Okay.
Yes.
But here's the nominees. Cabbage Patch Dolls.
Oh, amen.
Are up
in
this
there.
Year.
Yeah.
The Fisher Price Corn Popper. That's the thing with two wheels and a clear dome with the balls
inside. My vote's for that.
You push it and the balls pop around.
My kids had one. They're so annoying.
They're really fun. They made vacuum ones
like
of them.
Like lawnmowers.
Masters of the Universe action figures, including He-Man and Skeletor.
Okay, yeah.
He-Man's dope, but whatever.
There's the board games Risk and Settlers of Catan.
Oh, I hate that game.
And then there's a few surprises that I thought would already be in the Hall of Fame. Okay. But I guess they're not yet. Billiards. Like pool.
Just playing pool?
Billiards is
that should
fun.
Be in there.
Dude, that is not a toy. Do you know how many fingers I smashed on pool tables when I was little?
When you were little.
Didn't you play the game where you put your fingers over the edge and then the other person throws the ball as hard as they can and you see if you move them?
Is that because your parents brought you to the bar when you were like three?
No, actually when I was like 3 weeks old. My mom used to set me up on the bar in the carrier. While she played.
Okay. Other options are a toy fire engine. I mean, why was that not in there?
That has to be
And the game Battleship.
For sure.
I mean, I think if any of those three don't make it in, an investigation needs to be launched. But I don't know. Which two would you guys vote for?
I'm going Battleship and Cabbage Patch Kids.
I'm saying Fire Truck and the Poppy thingies. I love
those. I'm going the Popper and maybe Pool? I don't know.
Pool's fun, but I don't really pool when I'm drunk.
Same.
I play better that way.
Say when you were a kid, too?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's see if you guys care about this one. Have you bought a chicken in the past decade? You might be entitled to a class action settlement.
Ugh. Wait, like a live chicken?
Care or don't care?
No.
Like any chicken?
I'm sorry. I just go right ahead? I don't care. Oh. I hate the mail that comes with those class action lawsuits.
Yeah,
and then you literally get like 5 cents.
I don't care either. I'm with Brooks.
Sorry,
all right,
Jeff.
You guys don't want money? Great.
It's going to be like 2 cents.
Way to go, guys.
It's literally nothing.
Moving on then. We finally know the real reason Jose is going to the bathroom so much. And it has nothing to do with what you think he's doing in there.
I literally have to pee all the time.
I don't care.
Just talking to my husband about this problem yesterday. I care.
Me too.
I don't care. I don't want you to
you
find out.
You missed 10 minutes of the meeting yesterday because you were in the bathroom.
I really had to go.
Okay. Here we go.
Really?
Do you find yourself using the bathroom as a place to escape more than you did before the pandemic?
I'm not escaping. I'm literally peeing.
42% of people say they do it now, and it's not just for extra long showers, right, Jose?
I wish we had a shower.
A new survey just found the most common non-bathroom-related things we do while in the bathroom.
Okay.
And the results are surprising a lot of people. I'm not going to tell you all of them, but number 3 is taking a nap on the toilet.
What?
Nap?
You fall asleep on the toilet?
Yeah. Impressive if you could fall asleep that way.
It's good balance.
Like, the bathroom floor, but, like, the toilet?
Yeah, on the toilet, exactly.
Number 25 is going in there to have a beer.
Jeez.
Sounds bad.
These are good ideas.
Number 6 is taking a phone call.
Okay. I hate when people do that.
Oh, I take calls on the pod.
Really?
Number... It's a quick situation. Sometimes I wonder, can they hear? I don't know.
Number 2 is reading a book.
Jose's not doing that.
That's really not doing that.
That's classy.
Yeah.
That's classy bathroom time.
And the number 1 reason we use the bathroom for non-bathroom related things is to get away from people and cry.
Yeah.
I've definitely cried on the toilet, that's for sure. Yeah.
I only cry if there's people in the bathroom, though.
Oh, you like to make it extra awkward for people?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So weird.
I can just see us at a sporting event standing next to someone at a urinal. How you doing today, buddy? You're just like, thanks for asking.
Yeah. You have 30 minutes?
Yeah, I hope we win. Yeah.
And finally, Jeff's joke of the day, care or don't care.
Care.
Did you hear about the drug-addicted fisherman that accidentally caught a duck?
No.
No.
Now he's hooked on quack.
He's a quack addict.
That's a care or don't care.
He's going to have to go to re-eat quack.
We'll try and get it back with your phone tab. Next.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.